Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Clark versus Arizona, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 2006. The question before the court was whether the state could restrict evidence of mental illness at the time of the crime from being used as a mens rea defense. In the facts of the case, Mr. Eric Clark was charged with first-degree murder of a police officer. He pled not guilty by reason of insanity based upon a diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia, in which he stated he experienced delusions at the time of the offense that the police officer was an alien who was trying to kill him. He argued that he was not guilty of the crime of intent to kill the officer, and he was also legally insane. The Arizona Insanity Statute stated that the defense had to prove by clear and convincing evidence that at the time of the crime, Mr. Clark was afflicted with a mental disease of such severity that he did not know the criminal act was wrong. The defense produced lay and expert testimony to support that Clark thought aliens were going to kill him, and the only way to stop the officer was with bullets. The prosecutor introduced evidence that Clark enticed the officer to stop his vehicle, knew that he was a police officer, and then shot him. The trial judge found Mr. Clark guilty and sentenced him to life without the possibility of release for 25 years. Mr. Clark appealed on the grounds of a violation of due process. First, he challenged the constitutionality of the Arizona Insanity Statute, which focused on whether the defendant knew he was wrong and eliminated the full M. Naughton phrase, whether the defendant knew the nature and quality of his act. Second, he challenged whether a previous Arizona Supreme Court decision, which prohibited the defendant from introducing evidence of mental illness to rebut evidence of criminal intent, violated due process. The Supreme Court upheld Arizona's law and held that the state could constitutionally limit the scope of the insanity defense. The court ruled that Arizona's approach to the insanity defense, which excluded certain evidence and narrowed the conditions under which a defendant could claim they were not able to understand the wrongfulness of their actions, was permissible under the Constitution. Arizona had the right to preclude mental health testimony on the issue of mens rea without violating due process, and Mr. Clark's conviction was upheld. The discussion outlined that this case was important because it reaffirmed the authority of the states to establish their own rules regarding the scope of the insanity defense. The Supreme Court indicated that there was no constitutional minimum that the states must have in their insanity defense standard. This was open to the state's choice. The court noted that even if nature and quality was omitted, if a defendant did not know what he was doing, it would be difficult to say he knew the wrongfulness of his act. The court said Mr. Clark did not meet his burden of showing that the lack of the full M. Naughton test offends a principle rooted in traditions and considered fundamental. The court supported its decision to allow Arizona to preclude the mental health testimony on forming specific intent by saying that expert testimony is not a settled scientific issue and may confuse the jury, it should be confined to the insanity defense. The court also distinguished three new categories of evidence bearing on mens rea: observational evidence, which is testimony from those who observed what the defendant did and heard what he said. This could be expert testimony or lay. Evidence on mental disease evidence, which is expert testimony, and then capacity evidence, or opinions about the defendant's capacity for cognition and moral judgment and capacity to form mens rea. The dissent stated that this evidence theory had no convincing authority to support it and was ultimately unworkable, and that limiting mental illness defense could result in unfair trials and potential miscarriages of justice. The dissent advocated for broader protections for defendants facing criminal charges. So in summary, overall in Clark v. Arizona, the court held that a state can constitutionally limit the defense of insanity in criminal cases by excluding certain evidence about a defendant's mental state, such as expert testimony, even if it is relevant to their ability to understand the wrongfulness of their actions.